Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is David Linden.
That's all right. Here
and,
I am.
And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show, but we had two, like everybody who, if you miss something on this show, it's all archived. Mm-hmm. And we had Matt Tamaris on emergency management and Sally, Karen and Mike this morning on the Alzheimer's walk. And actually, I was doing the research on the Alzheimer's walk, and which took me into existentialism, which is people who, an existentialist is somebody who really wants to understand the purpose and meaning of life. And people wind up in severe depressions, etc. Because are we here? My grandson, he's 5 years old. He asked his mother, are we living, or could this be a dream that I'm having, that we're living?
First of all, just on a sidebar, John's grandchildren like just need to might need to just come on the show and be interviewed, because the things that come out of...
But you believe that?
Wow.
Are we living, or are we living a dream? So his mother says, but how do you know that I'm not talking to you in a dream, and we're going to have to wake up from this?
And this is going through a little tiny five-year-old's
head.
Yeah,
a five-year-old.
Life is a fountain. Yeah.
You know, it's the truth. And it becomes self-image, self-esteem, and ideal self. And but the interesting thing about it, because then I looked further into it, it's in the psychiatric journals under volume 131.
Oh, so
the
we could whole go study back
of
and
it is
we,
under 131.
So we can all go back and look that up.
American Journal of Psychiatry, volume 131. Mm. Now, what else do you think 131 stands for?
Somebody's birthday.
All right, David. It's been 131 days since Christina's birthday.
Wow.
I think she's setting up guests to make me do my work.
I am. I'm just trying to make it easier for you. I like that one. But and now I know where I could read up on my existentialism. So we'll be good there. That is really... I'm telling you, he's really just steps up his game each week, John.
That's the truth. I have to now. Now it's like, I have to research.
And I like how he just slips it in. He casually slips it in. But that was very
I was going to bring it in during their conversations. I've been in on it.
You really throw them off. Well, thank you for that, John. And I will mark that down because I like to report the day, the countdown to my family. So I'll be doing that this weekend. But in addition to my birthday, I mean, we could all talk about that for hours upon hours. But I want to check if everybody received the Town North Hempstead sent out the Veteran Services Guide. It was a back-to-front one-page mailer that was being sent out. So now we know David got, which is good.
To town residents or only vets?
Town residents. All town residents. It has on it all the upcoming, for this year, all different veterans programs and services that will be going on. And I just want to remind everyone, we had mentioned, you know, Fun Day Monday, the salute to the veterans, and you know that you can get your VA medical card right there in the mobile unit. And then in October 14th, they have the annual veterans breakfast. Also, there's the
town. When is that date? I'm sorry.
That is October 14th at 9 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park, which is always a wonderful, wonderful event. It's a beautiful breakfast. The town is also in the process of a project that will encourage local businesses throughout the town to provide discounts to veterans. They've been getting, they're starting a list. So if you want that list, you can call 311 or, you know, go on the North Hempstead website, which is northhempsteadny.gov to find the list of those places that are doing discounts. And also on the mailer, the back of it has a bunch of phone numbers so that you might need if you're a veteran. And it's great because you could actually just cut it out and like stick it on your fridge. And Project Independence actually has a caseworker that is dedicated to veterans of all ages, which is huge because that's the only part of Project Independence that's not 60 or over.
Right, okay, which is important.
So Gail Sellis, who's one of our caseworkers for Project Independence, also is the veterans caseworker. Too, and she's doing a wonderful job. She's researching different things and trying to gather her own repertoire of things. And what a lot of people have been calling is trying to get entitlements. So she, what's wonderful is that, you know, because everyone knows sometimes you can call up and do this yourself with these entitlements and the paper trail and what you need to qualify for something, and then the follow up and making sure everything is there is is more of a headache, you know, than anything.
Yes.
So having Gail, who will be the point person that can call up and say, you know, did you need this, you know, and keep it organized to you and assist you in that process, relieves so much stress and helps the process, you know, run smoothly. So.
And Gail really is. She's very helpful and she's very good. So it's.
No, and that's why you know, this was, and that's what I always thought is wonderful about North Hempstead is that they never. You know, they were trying to, they knew there was a need, so they came to Project Independence, and, you know, it was able to just reallocate things. So, no, you know, we didn't need additional money.
Right, right.
She already had the skill set, and she's one of our, you know, best with entitlements in general, you know, with her casework. So it really was just kind of a match made in heaven. So you can call 311 no matter what age you are, if you're a spouse of a veteran, and you can call up and make an appointment.
I think actually just throwing a total aside here in reference to Supervisor Bosworth, that's something that she does so well, is shift things around.
Mm-hmm.
She has respect for the budget, and you have to. Mm. And if there's a way to, you know, save money or maybe spend money someplace and that there would be a savings down the road, mm-hmm. you have to implement.
Yeah.
You have to look at a town the same way you look at your house. You know, maybe I should paint it because it'll last me that many years mm-hmm. longer. Somebody said, why waste the money? Because the house is going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to fix things.
No,
to keep
true.
It going.
It's like, you know, renovating the town, you know,
right.
Is essentially what it is. And that's what I think is always great.
Yeah, maintenance is in the long run,
it's huge.
Maintenance
Absolutely.
Is cheaper than renovation.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, too, is like, you know, you look at a lot of these other, you know, other towns and it's just kind of stagnant. You know, they have the same programs they've had forever. You know, nothing really changes. But I think what's special about North Hempstead is all the different departments, you know, I won't just say Project Dependence, even though I'm a little biased, you know, are always coming up with new programs and
good,
changing
though.
It. Yeah. I mean, not as great as Project Dependence. Just kidding. We love all the town. I put a little disclaimer out there.
Yeah, all programs are equal, but we're more equal.
But, you know, and really just a shout out to the call center, the 311 call center, because that really is, you know, the central hub that all of these departments, their wonderful programs and services are kind of funneled through. So,
how many calls did you
I know, they were,
morning?
John and David were laughing at me because I was, you know, I pick up the service request for Project Independence and assign them to where they need to go. And it had to be over 30, maybe
That's
50
it.
Just this morning.
He did two pages.
Yeah.
It's 20 lines on a page. So
right.
That's 40.
Right. So it was...
just in the hours that we've been on the radio, because I'm watching Christina. she's the producer, but she does many other jobs. And she's writing down these names and numbers. I'm saying, what the hell are you doing?
Yes. And
that's
we're,
all the calls that have come in for Project Independence.
Yeah. You know, it's really a wonderful, and that's what I'm saying, you know, and what I love about the call center, you know, I always left because I think back to our former supervisor, John Kamen, and he always said about the call center, why it was so important, because, you know, back in the day, you would go to his office or he'd get a phone call, he'd write it on a post-it note, you know, David Linden needs A, B, and C, stick it on his desk, and God knows what the fate of that post-it note was, you know, after that. So, but here it is, you know, you have this call center where you get your number. So if you ever have a question about, you know, I called up on such, you know, it could just be looked up and your history can be looked up. So if you want to know anything, you know, about times that you've called, you're able to do that. And I love the idea that there's a timer on each request. So if a department doesn't answer it, you know, then their commissioner is notified. It goes to the supervisor. It passed that.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a whole, you know, chain of command and follow up, which is great. So. Shout out to that. And Vinny over at the call center, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place. So call 311 or 869-6311. David Linden's always good with that one. you know, in case, you know, 311 doesn't work. But they'll have the answer to anything. If you missed anything or want more information on any programs, you can. And
it's an organization or a piece of the town I've never heard a complaint about. 311.
It's just really, yeah. It's
nobody.
Just,
I mean, you're getting your information, and it's simple. You're talking to a person. You're not pushing A and then
yes.
pound sign and star and delete.
Oh.
And then, you know, I just want to remind everyone that on Monday, August 15th, there's going to be a chat called The Relationship Between Untreated Hearing Loss and Cognitive Decline. That's going to happen at the Mineola Memorial Library from 1 p.m. to
That's
2 p.m.
Memory.
Yep.
Okay.
And Dr. Allison Hoffman, who we've had on before, is will be the presenter. And it just really shows you how to maintain your hearing health. She'll give you tips and really the impact that it has, you know, because we were talking about this, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And so many people, you know, whether it's, you know, vanity or what it is, don't want the hearing aid. But they're really missing out, you know, on like the... as David.
No, David's pointing to his. Okay.
But you know, and that's what I'm saying. Not? And nowadays, you can't even notice. I mean, like really, yeah. You have no idea. Like it's so tiny that it's not.
Yes.
Some...
Yeah. Many people have said to me, "Are you wearing a hearing aid?" I said, "Yes."
Yeah. Because yeah, you're looking at David, you could, you. Yeah, you
now,
can't
we've
tell.
We've been doing this right. for a year and a half, and I never noticed you had hearing
yeah.
aids.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like you think about that, you know, and I know with my own grandfather, you know, he couldn't hear, and luckily he finally got a hearing aid. But it really impacted things so much because and people wouldn't be talking. You know, it creates a whole web of things. So you really just want to maintain it, and we're all about healthy aging over here at Project Independence. So that's Monday, August 15th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Also next week on Thursday will be the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van at the Port Washington Senior Center. So you do not need an appointment to go there. You can come in, just pop in, get your blood pressure, a blood test for cholesterol. They'll give you some referrals and different patient education as well. So that is Thursday.
That's not
August
a stress
18th.
Test, no.
No. They just do like basic little testing.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m., no appointment required. So if you're in the area, check out the Port Washington Senior Center.
And we've had success with that, right? I'm not
oh,
success.
Huge.
I mean,
yeah.
From the
I mean, we've been
that.
Doing this for years now, and it's a mobile. It's a van. You just walk right on the van, which I think is just great. And then Friday, August 26th, since we are off next week, will be the brown bag check on your medications. And I encourage everybody to go. It's at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 12:30. You need to make an appointment, though, because a pharmacist will sit down with you and you bring in your brown bag of your over-the-counter medications, your prescription medications, and they will tell you, explain the interactions, and check everything out for you. So it's an important event. Yes We Can Community Center, August 26th, 10 a.m. to 12:30.
By the way, let me just... interject one thing. For people who go or don't go to that, everyone who takes medications, over-the-counter or prescribed, should be aware that every drug
has an interaction.
Is yeah. a possible
absolutely.
Interaction.
Right, absolutely.
Now, that's an important one to go
it
to.
It is.
Yes.
And we're out of time.
Yep, we are out of time.
It flies. Every week it gets quicker and quicker because every week there's important information that gets distributed to the people of the town of North Hempstead. Okay, so I want to thank everybody here. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Christina is not going to be here next week, so we're going to have three highlights. We're going to have Anne Margaret Carosa, we're going to have Dr. Maria Carney, and we're going to have to have Dr. George Kubernikov. Mm-hmm. Who is a cardiologist, which was a wonderful show.
Yeah, it was a great...
Have a great weekend, everybody. Again, it's Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM.